It takes several steps to produce such lavishly painted polychrome pieces. The vases were first shaped on the potter's wheel and then dried in the sun. Afterwards, the porcelain painter initially added the elements in cobalt blue. This underglaze blue, as it's known, was covered in a transparent ceramic glaze and fired at around 1300 degrees Celsius. Then the decorative elements in red, black, or green were added to the underglaze before the piece was fired for a second time at the relatively low temperature of 800 degrees Celsius. With very few metal oxides, such as cobalt blue, capable of withstanding the high temperatures to fire the glaze, most colors were actually painted onto the glaze after the first firing. In a final step, the gilding was added, and the vase fired a third time at an even lower temperature. Even today, each porcelain maker jealously guards the secrets of the composition of its colors and how they're produced.